Dr. Abadir, detention work, Ms. Comp note on Ashley Green, birth date 5/26/2000, dictation 1/26/23, patient seen with history of being assaulted by a student at school. Yesterday, states that student, 6-year-old aggressive, violent student, hit her right wrist with his fist multiple times, and then also struck her wrist with his head before he could be restrained. Student with history of behavioral problems in special education. State's pain has been increased with decreased tenderness, with painful movement of wrist and thumb. Review the symptoms, otherwise non-contributory, past medical history, uneventful, social family history, works of special education in elementary school, physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, extremities. Two plus tenderness to right. First metacarpal and lateral, right lateral wrist with painful hyperextension of right thumb. And movement of wrist. Slight swelling without ecchymosis or deformity. No definite discoloration. Remainder of examine other extremities all within normal limits. No neurovascular injuries other than above. Skin within normal limits, head, eyes, and nose, and throat within normal limits, neck, supple without masses, lungs, cell ossification, percussion, heart, rhythm without murmurs or gallop, heart, excuse me, abdomen, soft without getting angry or tenderness. X-rays were obtained of right wrist, which showed no evidence of a fracture or displacement of bones. Impression is contusion to right wrist and right lateral hand involving first metacarpal and carpals, including navicular bone, without evidence of fracture. Patient is advised to get spica splint, apply rice to care of an injury, given prescription for meloxicam, 15 milligrams to take daily, with work restrictions, to follow up in 6 days for further evaluation, with additional imaging studies if indicated. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.